Well, Christian, it's report day, and I don't know about you, but I don't like these middle-of-the-morning reports because it seems like it kind of goofs up our marketing ability for so many folks. But looking at the numbers, are we going to see any surprises in our trade today?
Well, you know, I think the wheat is kind of a big surprise here. Looking at their carryout went down to 654. You were 698 last month. And just looking at the S&Ds real quick, I mean, they added 25 million bushels to feed and 25 million bushels to exports. Now, that export number, we're going to have to see every week that we are, you know, going to reach some of those levels. But that's what the USDA came out with, some targets for the wheat. And so we got wheat double digits higher right now. And so that's a little encouraging. You know, and, you know, just looking at some of the other numbers, you look at the yield came out fairly close, but below the average trade estimate for both corn and soybeans. So those numbers, looking at 47.1 for soybeans, 47.6 was the average estimate. So it's up from 46.6 last month, which is expected to be up. And then the corn, 174.2, and the average estimate is 174.7. They did a few adjustments to acres, but not really that much. So, in the end, wheat is the biggest surprise, and the one that's, you know, trading firmer. Beans have been on both sides because the numbers there were a little bit more friendly, especially when you talk about ending stocks coming out at 450 versus 475 last month. Keep in mind, we only carried in 92 million bushels from last year, so that that helped out that number. And, you know, if you look at the corn number, it was a little bit less than people were expecting from a carryout, but more than last month.
And the beans had a lot of nervousness going into this report.
Absolutely. Beans have been pretty wild here because they started to, you know, turn around a little bit, and then they kind of stalled out a little bit. Now they're trending kind of sideways. We've seen both sides of the market. We were down hard before the report. We were up after the report. Now we're currently down a little bit. So kind of some seesaw action there. The beans, I think what you'll see is, you know, the eastern Corn Belt areas are going to be very good for corn and bean yield. I think there's still some question marks, though, in the western Corn Belt. Are you going to see, you know, these big yields in Minnesota and Iowa, or not? And I think right now it's a little too early to tell, but we're hearing some, you know, people disappointed with their yields in the western Corn Belt.